You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Wrapping things up here on this Wednesday. The players will be departing. They will return on Tuesday, getting ready. And, of course, holiday season is here. You can give 10 hours and help your community by being a part of the Browns First and 10 movement. Commit to 10 hours of volunteer service in your community on clevelandbrowns.com. Tell us why what you are doing to give back. It's easy. Use the hashtag Give10 on social media to unite us all and inspire others. By sharing your Give10 story, you could win the opportunity to be the next Browns coin toss captain on game day. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm. We're going to bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale, now to come in here. We'll go back into the mailbag one more time. Dino, how are you doing, brother?
Doing great. Again, you can tweet the show. Use the hashtag AskCBD at Browns_daily from Ellis Moore at EllisMo3. His grades, McCown, B+. Johnny, C. Offense, D. Defense, F. Coaches, F. GM, F. And he says fans get an A for putting up with this mess.
He left out the special teams.
He did.
So he'll have to retweet something.
Yeah.
From Daniel Gene Griffin at DG_Griffin, everyone gets an F. Football is a team sport. This team is failing. All right.
Okay.
From Sarge.
I mean, in the scheme of the National Football League, when you're currently, after 10 weeks, the number one pick in the draft, it is a failing season. It's not.
I get it.
Too harsh.
Yeah. From Sarge at Sarge 1208, he says the offensive line D-, offense C-, the defense gets an F, special teams a C, and quarterbacks a B.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Just a couple more here. Again, Browns_daily is how you can get to us. Chuck DeReamer, who tweets us on the Hooli Show quite a bit, he goes, I'll save you guys 2 hours. Quarterbacks, B-, everything else, F. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's not fair to Big Play Gare.
Yeah, that's right. And finally, from Bob Rose, he tweeted actually at my Twitter handle, at Dino Cleveland. He says,
I enjoyed Bob.
Yeah, Bob is good man. He says, I want to ask about Joe Hayden. He goes, you know, he's had a really, obviously with the injuries, but, you know, the stats don't look good. 24 catches in 31 targets. I mean, Nathan, you know the stats better than anybody. All the yak yards, the touchdowns. He goes, is he finished with the Browns?
He's definitely not finished with the Browns. He's under contract. But, you know, you worry about the concussions coming up so frequently and things like that. I'm curious to see. I want to see Joe Hayden come into a year fully healthy, because he's a guy who is not the quickest. Despite being a small corner, it's not his quickness or his change of direction that's allowed him to be successful. It's his physicality, actually. And so I wonder, as his career goes on and he gets dinged up, if that physicality has waned a little bit and he's going to have to either rededicate himself physically, get fully healthy, or find a way to maybe improve his technique to return to the elite level that he certainly once enjoyed. And I think that's interesting. And you tell me, Matt, do people, as you age, and he's not at the point where he's old, but how important is, you know, being for a corner who relies on physicality, talking about Joe Hayden, you know, he's giving up basically a perfect quarterback rating against him this year. He was struggling, obviously, hugely struggling.
This is not an apples-to-apples comparison, but the same way that Jason Pierre-Paul is going to have to learn to play his position at an extremely high level to earn, you know, what he essentially feels like he deserves as an NFL defensive end. He's going to have to relearn his craft because of his hand, you know, in the fireworks situation that happened in the accident. What players do when you get older, it's you get crafty, you know, instead of relying fully on physicality or speed or quickness, you have to get crafty. And that's where you see, you know, I don't know, Darrell Revis has kind of had his play, you know, change slightly.
Sure.
But his emphasis on film study and understanding his opponent, you know, in and out each week and getting, you look at, and just, I can watch Darrell Revis's, and I mean, say knees and below, from his knees to his feet, I'll say his hips to his feet constantly, because they're just so patient. And he's not in a rush to open the gate, and he's not in a rush to go, you know, to take any feint or head fake. It's just so patient in what he does, and that is becoming his craft late in his career that allows him to earn the, what, $15 million a year that he feels he deserves and the Jets have paid him on that new deal. So your craft changes because you become a different player. because you can't do Absolutely. It. The ones that get exposed are the ones that try to play the way they did when they were 22 when they're 32.
And that is why you have to adjust. Look at Charles Woodson, went from being a premier corner to now he's a safety and having
longevity.
A remarkable career and arguably making the case that he is the greatest defensive player who has ever lived on this planet in the National Football League.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, what?
That's another debate. We can't be late for the GBs.
No, we can't be late for the GBs.
Yeah, it's Emmett Golden, Gerard Cherry on the Gold
Coast. I might listen to that show.
That sounds like a show with some merit. Indeed. All right, they're up next. For Dave DiNatale and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying Marco Polo, and thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.